This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging us not to be so quick to dismiss those with ill intentions. Recently, we talked about practicing Tadao, which is praising God for our future blessings. We also talked about how God hears both your spoken and unspoken prayers. When I feel as though I'm in a season of experiencing a shower of God's blessings, I always try to check myself to make sure that I'm being a blessing to others. But I think it's fair to say that sometimes it's not always easy to be a blessing to everyone. And I'm reminded of the time when Jesus fed the 5,000 and how the following morning, many of those same people came back to be fed by Jesus again. When they met with him, he told them the only reason they wanted to be with him was because he fed them, not because of who he was. He told them that they shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food, but should instead spend their energy seeking eternal life through God. I thought this was so interesting because sometimes the moment we sense a person is just in our company for what we have or what they think we can do for them, our first inclination may be to distance ourselves from them or to cut them off altogether. But Jesus teaches us not to be so quick to dismiss these people. He shows us that he was able to rise above their short-sightedness and to help them to understand God's glory and about the eternal bread of life despite their ill intentions. So the next time you're inclined to dismiss a person, remember these words: as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. It is before his own master that he stands or falls. Romans 14:1-4. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's make sure God gets the glory before we dismiss them.